This is a recording of Mr. Worth on Monday the 10th of September 2012 at his home in Upton by Chester.
Yeah.
Mr. Worth, can you tell me when you were born and where that was?
Yes, I was born, what I say to people here, the other end of Cheshire. That's the East Cheshire in Macclesfield. And I was a bit of a nuisance when I was born because it so happened to be Christmas Day 1920. 20. So every year there's a bit of a problem with presents and all that. However, that's where I was born. And I grew up in the parish of Nether Alderley, next to Alderley Edge. And that's... Well, I grew up from school there. I went to Nether Alderley School, which is still a school running. And in those days, it was a bit different. We left school at 14, unless, of course, your parents could afford to keep you going to school. But I had to leave school at 14. So I had been working Saturday mornings at Lord Stanley of Alderley's estate. That's what we was living on. And I was working there. And when I left school, I went to work there full time. Today, it's no longer Lord Stanley's estate. It's all gone. It was sold in 1938. But today, some good people there at AstraZeneca, who are doing a wonderful job as regards that kind of thing, you know. But it's so changed. However, I started there when it was gardens, the red walls. I often say to people, I started my working life within four red walls, and look at me. However, that's what it was.
did your father work on the estate too?
Yes, but in the private, with private people, yes. He worked as a gardener. Anyway, it was good. It was a good experience working there. And the head gardener there, Mr. Thomas Arthur Summerfield, he was really good, and he could see how things were with me. That I shouldn't just stay working there. By the way, it was the 1st of January 1935 when I started work, and so he pushed me on. In fact, he used to give me little lessons to do, you know, sort of what we would call to learn at night school sort of thing. He used to get me to do little essays and all that kind of thing, because he was an XQ man. However, I went on working there. And what we had there, of course, was in those days, these kind of estates of lords and dukes and earls, they were self-sufficient in vegetables, fruit, flowers and everything. But when I was there, it was going down, and they'd gone sort of quite a lot commercial. They wanted a bit of money made out of the gardens, so there was growing a lot of flowers and things for sale. A man used to come from, who had a stall in Macclesfield Market. He used to take the flowers from us. And it's worth mentioning there, if anything, there's three varieties of early flowering chrysanthemums. I don't think you'd get them now. One was Phil Page, which was red. One was Herbert Sutcliffe, which was yellow, and another one was Mason's bronze. And we used to grow these, disbud them for cut flower. But that's how the gardens were then. And he put me in charge of a group of some glass houses. The glass houses were sort of a lean-to against the tall red wall. And in them would be vines and peaches, kind of thing. As I was going on, by the way, the hours we worked were so different. And they didn't do me any harm. 7 o'clock in the morning you started, you'd have half an hour, 9 o'clock to 4:30 for a sort of a break, breakfast. Then you'd have an hour for lunch. And then you finished at 5:30. And you worked every Saturday morning till 1 o'clock. And my wages, at the beginning anyway, when I left school, was 12 shillings. And I'd go home and my mother would took 10 shillings and I had 2 shillings for spends. Anyway, that was, I got along, it was all right. So he wanted, the head gardener, he wanted to see me get on a bit more. He said, it's no use of stopping here. Alderley Edge was different then. It was large houses. A lot of them had a gardener, some 2 gardeners. And this is in the 1930s. And he thought, you don't want to go gardening there. You want to travel a bit for more experience. So I left in 1938 and I went to a place near Shrewsbury, near Wem, Sandsaw Hall, which is the home of, not title people, but it's the home of the Campbells. And they were had the business in the Bibby shipping line. So I was there for a year when the war broke out. And I thought, oh, I'm going to join up anyway. So I joined up into the RAF on the 12th of September 1939. And there I was for 6.5 years in the RAF. And this took me, I was with a squadron. It happened to be 22 squadron. And I was in this England, Scotland, for about 2.5 years. And then we were sent overseas. And I was overseas for 4 years. Just went and that's it. You never came back until after 4 years. But that was my start, perhaps, of the travelling around. First to South Africa. Had a month there at Durban, which was very pleasant. And then up to Egypt. The squadron was operating in from Egypt. And then with the Japanese war, the squadron was moved to Asia. And I had a couple of years with the squadron in Sri Lanka. And then we were put on the Burma front. It was operating against the Japanese and from over Burma. So that was 4 years travelling. And I have travelled over most of India. And went on from there. I came home from there. Well, the war was over then, and I came home, flying home from Karachi in a converted bomber. Quite a long time to fly home in those days. And you didn't fly straight. You had a night in Israel, a night in North Africa. Finally, I got home. So the thing then come up to getting demobbed. And I thought, what am I going to do now? So I thought, well, I want to carry on with horticulture. So I applied. I was living with my mother and father in Nether Alderley. And I applied to Manchester Parks for a job. I got an interview and was taken on as a gardener with Manchester Parks. This was in 1946. And I had to find some lodgings near to the work. He said, we'll give you a job and you'll be working at Carrington Moss. In those days, they had a large extension of glass houses and they did a lot of propagating there for bedding plants and shrubs. So I was there and I had to get some lodgings. So I got some lodgings. I was very lucky because nobody wanted lodgers in those days because of the rationing. It was difficult. And I got some lodgings with some people in Sale. And it was at number 36, Barker's Lane, Sale. Some very nice people, they're no longer there now, but some very nice people named Hamilton. And I was there for quite a while. After I'd been at after being at Carrington so long, they thought they'd give me a transfer to the glass houses at Widenshaw. Well, that was really good there. So I went on to Widenshaw Park, working there, in the glass houses. And then a position came up in 1949 at Wigan. So I applied, and meantime, by then, I just got married to a girl in Alderley Edge. And so we decided to go and see this. There was a house with it, so we did eventually. We moved to live at, not in Wigan, but just outside Wigan, called Hay Hall. If you saw it printed, you'd say Hague, but it's not, the G is silent. And that was the home of Lord Crawford. He had lots of property up in Scotland as well, but he was giving up this place at Hay Hall because he had mining, coal mining, and this was nationalised, so he decided to let Wigan have the hall and the grounds. So that's how I finished up going there. We had a cottage, lived, didn't have to saddle the work or anything, just walked out to the greenhouses, and it was lovely. And I was there for 5 years. And then I saw this job. We used to get every week a gardener's thing, book, magazine, called The Gardener's Chronicle. And at the back of that was advertised any vacancies going at various places up and down the country. Now, I'll just mention that I have at the moment kept some, and I have 1 year's complete set of the Weekly Gardener's Chronicle. I don't know what's going to happen to it eventually. My daughter might keep it, but I don't want it to be thrown away now. This job was going at Chester Zoo, so I applied, and they wanted to see where I was working. So the head gardener at the time, Philip Gallup, and the director, George Mottershed, they came out to see what I was doing, where I was working. Perhaps they couldn't believe, when I put my references in, that I was doing all that. However, they came, and the result is I was successful in getting the job as assistant to the head gardener at Chester Zoo. And I came to start here on the 1st of February 1960. I think I've got it, yeah, right there, yeah. So Chester Zoo was very much developing then. Nothing like they didn't have the area that they have now. And so I worked there, stayed there. We were quite happy. We had a house which belonged to the zoo, and it was quite happy. And it was good I had two girls then. You've got to clear. One was just starting school, and the other one was three. And they grew up in Upton here. And so we just went on. Just clear a bit. It was a lovely job. I enjoyed it. And then when in 1976, the head gardener, Philip Gallup, he is retiring, and I applied, and I was successful in becoming the head gardener in 1976. Started on April Fool's Day, the first of April, and so that went on till I retired at the end, 31st of December 1985. And I did enjoy that job then. I followed on as my as my predecessor did in buying roses and shrubs, trees from Caldwell's of Knutsford. And so that was very good. There were always good plants.
So was it at the zoo that you first came across Caldwell's, or had you come across
the zoo?
Would you like me to get you a drink?
I just